That's why you had the candle going?
Yes, that's why the candle was going, because tequila
was... You were just setting up, like, the mood. Like, hey, Molly's coming over, set the mood. I didn't realize that it was because of dog farts.
Yeah.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
We're back, and we're back with some good news. We hit our one-year anniversary, and we got a lot of things going on to celebrate, because that's huge, especially
for
us. And our consistency is just in the consistency of the Party Crashers. You guys have been amazing. And if it wasn't for you guys, we realized, you know, we wouldn't be around. So here's the gig. We got tickets. All right. To celebrate this, Whitney Cummings, she's going to be at the Astro in La Vista on Friday. We have a pair of tickets, a couple pairs of tickets, actually, to that, to her show. And she's very funny. Find her on Netflix.
Yeah.
She's a big deal. All right. So you've got that. This is all at bigpartyshow.com. Also, Nate Bargatze, he's going to be at the CHI on the 25th. So we're going to be giving away tickets up until the 25th of April. So easy, easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. Nate's a great show, too.
Oh, my God. I've seen him twice.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I've seen him two times now, and it never gets old. I've watched his specials. I've done everything. Now he's doing some sitcom. Not a sitcom, but he's doing like a game show.
Oh, is he? Sort.
Yeah. I think he's going to transition. From what I heard, he's transitioning to getting off the road a little bit.
I don't blame him.
And doing other things, because he has a lot of opportunity. I mean, don't quote me on that. That's just what I heard. So, yeah, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, this could be the last time. Rough.
Yeah.
I mean, what those guys do, the amount of time they spend on the road, away from their families, just away from home.
Yeah.
Because I know he's married. He's got a daughter.
Uh-huh.
I think, like, you know, like Jim Gaffigan, he's married. He's got, like, six kids.
Jeez, does he really?
He's seriously got like a bundle of kids. And it's so funny. We just saw him in Chicago. We took the kids. The kids love him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I am tired. Yeah. He's like, I don't know how my wife does it. He's like, they're monsters. He's like, they're terrible. Like he was talking about one of his sons. He's like, I love it when they come to you and they're like, I accidentally ordered Uber Eats. And he's like, really? You accidentally, oh, like you just kept pressing the buttons. No, stop. No. Like, he's like, what do you mean you accidentally ordered Uber Eats? And he's like, and it all gets charged to me.
Uh-huh.
You know,
sure,
like he's
does.
In the bathroom and they're pounding on the door. What's the PIN? He's like, leave me alone.
He, you knew him from back in the day. Did you not know him? Oh, I'm thinking
Jim Gaffigan, no.
Oh, I was thinking of someone else. I was thinking of someone else. Okay. All right. So Nate Bargatze, we got the tickets. This is how this one's going to work. Keyword. We're going back to the keyword. So the keyword, you're going to go to bigpartyshow.com and put this keyword in right there. You'll find it under contest. It's Nate.
It's really tough.
Nate. It's so tough.
So hard.
Takes no time at all.
Write it down, because you'll probably forget. So Nate. It's Nate. You're like, Nate. Dang it. What was it again?
Nate. And while you're there, check out the merch, because this is what Molly and I decided to do to reward you guys for being such, you know, great people and party crashers to help us along our way in spreading the word about the podcast. Our merch, we're just going to give it 10% off of all merch here until the end of April. All right. So if there's any merch that you wanted, and I do real, I do know that the other store it was at, it was, I believe, was overpriced a little bit, but that wasn't our doing. Molly and I always wanted to knock it down. So now that we have our own deal, the prices aren't what they were. They're lower. And then now you're going to get 10% on top of that. So now you can get, you know, ask me about my cat. I have not got the fish done yet.
My sister was asking about it.
I'll get it done today.
Seriously, I'm not kidding. She's like, so is that real? And because I was down in Nebraska City with a whole crew, my sister, my cousins, some friends, and all of our kids, 18 children.
Oh, my God.
18.
What? the heck? Did you take a school bus?
16. The oldest was Declan, 16. And then the youngest, my cousin Erin, had her two little guys there, I think like two.
Oh.
So we're talking like the full spectrum.
Yeah.
Just a whole gaggle of Kavanaughs. Hi, Nebraska City. They're all like, oh, God.
Oh, really? So what do you guys
think? Are personally responsible for losing 735 keys.
Oh, God.
Like kids were constantly coming up. I lost my key. I was like, I mean, they have got to hate us at the front desk. They're probably like, we don't have any more keys left.
Yeah.
If you find one, just bring it back to us so we can reissue it to you. Because, I mean, they're just going to find keys in weird places for the next month. They're going to be like, I don't even know how a key got in this planter. I'll be like, I'll tell you exactly how. Yes. A Kavanaugh kid. There was a Kavanaugh child at some point that was hiding behind the planter, digging in the planter.
Oh my
eating
God.
Out of the planter. I don't know.
So did you guys go to the that resort type place, whatever it's called?
The Lead Lodge.
Yeah. Did you guys stay there?
Yeah. God, that place is amazing.
I need to
do that. It is so stinking cool.
Is it?
We got down there on Thursday and then left Saturday. So, I mean, it was gorgeous weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it was literally like when we were leaving Saturday, we were like, is it too hot to go to Treetop Adventure? Like,
yes.
How crazy is that when you consider the fact that I drove through a whiteout blizzard?
Uh-huh.
And then like all of a sudden you're like, I should have packed shorts.
Yeah, it was hot on Saturday. That's for sure.
So we got down there on Thursday. And then, oh my God, you would have died. We go to the restaurant and we're like, hey, we need a table for 16.
Oh, God.
And they're like, okay. And I was like, that's four adults and 12 children.
They're like, oh my God.
We couldn't tip this waitress enough.
Yeah.
Like seriously. So they put us, the adults, at one table, the four of us, and then the 12 children were at like basically like a medieval times long table with just, I mean, a million pieces of paper and crayons and
Ollie,
everything.
Like a, and that's like a school. That's like a classroom.
Yeah. It's like a class trip where you're sitting there and you're like, why did I sign up for this? This was a volunteer opportunity and I chose to be here today.
Oh my Lord.
This waitress was an angel sent straight from heaven. I mean, she was really good at like, all right, guys, if you want food, you gotta. And I was like, yeah, that's right. You buckled up. You whip those little people into shape. You don't take a single lick of sass from any single one of them.
Declan was the oldest, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So was there anyone else the same age or just him?
No.
Okay. So did he have to kind of play adult a little bit
yes.
with the kids and wrangle? Oh boy.
He did. But he's really good about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they are like at one point we're at the pool at the Lead Lodge and we look over and he's just got like six barnacles on him. Like all the kids are just like, get Declan.
I'm
like, thank God he can swim. He would be a person at the bottom of that pool.
God,
I mean, honestly, there are like four kids just manpiling on him.
That many children mm-hmm. for that many days. Well, that's a good thing. You guys are a good family. You know, there's a lot of people
out there. Yeah, we're close
like
that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't, you know. So
yeah.
that's really good that you guys are, in fact. But I couldn't imagine.
Peter always jokes about the fact that he's like, your family's like a street gang. He's like, there's never just one of you. Like, you never go out by yourself. There's always, like, at least one other. Like, and I was thinking about it. I was like, no. That's kind of true. Like, there's at least two of us at all times.
Uh-huh.
Usually more. He's like, yeah, you roll like a street gang. There's, like, a million of you. And you're always like, oh, we're all meeting up here. And then next thing you know, that's why Jim Gaffigan is, like, his favorite. He's like, I go to see my, you know, wife's family. And it's like, who wants to go to a movie? And it's like 35 people. He's like, I don't want to go to a movie with 35 people.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. I don't even like going to movies with more than one.
No.
You know, sometimes. I mean, the Sweet Wileen, absolutely. But I love going by myself.
You just see this concession stand and these people work in the concession stand and they're like, get their eyes just get big. 16 children move towards them. Like it's like Tasmanian devils just going through grabbing candy and ordering ices.
Man, I remember a friend of mine told me, Kelly was her name, and she told me that she got a little after it at you know, like on a Saturday night or something like that. And she ended up hooking up with some dude. So they had a little makeout session. Right. And so that ended. I don't even know how far it went. But what happened was she decided the next day, I'm going to go to a movie, a daytime movie, you know, to get through the hangover. And the person that was behind the counter was him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sure this guy's like, did you follow me to work?
Oh, she had no idea. I'm like, doesn't matter what he does for a living. I think maybe it said something else, you know?
Right. He's like, I'm executive CEO of Brand Inc.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then she sees him the next day. He's like, do you want butter on that popcorn? She's like, this doesn't seem like CEO Brand Inc. to me. Yeah. This just what you do just to keep yourself humble? He's like, yeah, this is just so I can be around the people.
So embarrassed. I've never run into that before. We got to motivate, Molly. We got to motivate.
Let's do this.
Real quick, again, I know we're just barraging you guys of stuff. We have Lancer tickets, too, for this weekend. Looks like they're going to be playing Sioux Falls on Thursday. Wow, a Thursday game. And then Lincoln Stars on Sunday. That's a big game also. So we got four packs of tickets to that. So they're expecting a big turnout. So you can also get your tickets at OmahaLancers.com. All right, Marty, here's the deal.
Okay.
Motivate. Would you rather eat cold scrambled eggs, hot tuna salad, or a smoothie made from orange juice and toothpaste?
Oh, give me the smoothie.
Oh, you want the smoothie?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the other stuff I'm... Ugh.
Demotivational quotes.
God, here we go.
Every failure is a success when you self-sabotage. You will be okay, or you won't. One of those. You are not alone. People are everywhere, with their stupid problems and shitty attitudes. You only wish you were alone. A 1,000-mile journey starts with one step. Then again, so does falling in a ditch and breaking your neck. If you never try anything new, you will miss out on many of life's great disappointments.
There you go. Demotivational quotes for people who hate motivation.
People are everywhere.
Yes.
You wish you were alone.
Yes. How about them airports? Oh, my God. That is just some talk about people are everywhere. It's a mixed thing, too, by the way. The media is so funny. I get it. And I'm, you know, my youngest stepson, Oliver, he's a TSA guy and he's not getting paid. And then so now a lot of these TSA people can't make it work. It's not like, you know, they have families and stuff like that. And you need most people are paycheck to paycheck, you know. And so more and more of these TSA people are leaving. I'm like, I was talking to Wiley. I'm like, why don't they just all leave? I mean, why don't they just all leave?
Don't say that.
I mean, jeez. Yeah.
No, please don't all leave.
But it's like it sucks that they're being held hostage. And on those lines, the media's all like, oh, my God, look at the lines. It's spring break. It's like this every stinking year. And then you have
particularly bad this year.
Yes, I mean, it is. Yes.
Obviously.
And then you have the airlines that are already raising prices and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone knows this, but they don't pay as they go. They have deals that they make that have been like in a year. Some of them are monthly, quarterly, whatever, but they make deals so they don't go bankrupt with the markets and stuff like that. And, it's locked in. So why are you already raising rates? 'Cause we don't know.
Looking ahead to whatever. I thought the same thing when all of a sudden they were like, hey, I'm like, you have these deals years in advance, but I guess that they're adjusting for the fact that when they do renegotiate, it'll be higher. I'm with you.
Then
I
charge
think it's
us then.
Shady.
Charge us then. Don't start charging now. I mean, for all like United, for example, they're canceling some of their flights and stuff like that. Everyone's raising their rates. And it's like, you guys, I mean, we're not all stupid. We get it. But charge us as we go. I don't know. It irritates the hell out of me when those airlines do that. And I love the airlines. I love flying. It's a luxury that we all get to have. I love it.
My son was like, are we flying to Omaha? I'm like, absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
First of all, it would probably take just as long at this point.
Yes.
Given TSA, given the inconsistencies with air travel, you know, delays, all of that. I'm like, at that point, door to door, it's probably just the same as us hopping in the car and going, only it's actually less stressful for us to drive because we can stop whenever we want and we can take as long as we want, right? Like if we want to take a detour, we're not held hostage. We have our own journey in our hands.
Yes. And think about that, Molly. You're in Chicago. What is it, an hour and 20-minute flight?
Yeah.
You'd have to get there, especially now, like 4 hours ahead. Then you had all the packing and the parking and the traveling. Yeah. By the time you just got in the car and drove to Omaha, you might be landing before the other Molly, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, we've done the calculation before, and I'm like, it's within an hour. I mean, it's definitely like something where it's like, it's not such a lapse of time where you're like, that's still a significant. I mean, we're talking like within 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Where you're just like an hour. How much are you shaving off?
Yeah.
Like really? We like, oh, we got there an hour earlier.
I'd rather drive. No, thanks. I'd rather drive. Yeah. I mean, we drive to Colorado when we go to Colorado and stuff like that.
You don't fly?
No, we never fly. The only times we fly is if we were going out. You know, a distance away, like if we go to California or wherever there's a beach, we're flying. Even though I've considered driving, like I told her, I said, we should just drive down to Galveston or something like that. Take about 22 hours, 23 hours. It'd be nice.
Get up, though.
I love driving, but just, she wants to take the dogs to a beach.
Oh, you'd have to drive then. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'd have to drive. I don't even know how they would react at a beach.
They'd love it. My sister asked me and I couldn't answer. She wanted to know, do your dogs get in the pool?
Remy does. Okay. Remy actually has her own little pool. We busted it out on Saturday.
Okay.
And she, next time I'll take a photo. It's just one of those kid pools, those little plastic
pools. You having the kid pool for them.
Yeah.
I just didn't know, because they're water dogs.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if they got in the big pool and would like do doggy paddle.
No, we've gotten them in there, but we've got to hold on to them because they're just scared of it. But Remy likes to just lay on this because we have that little step. She likes to lay on the step in the water. And then on Saturday she was we filled up that pool because it was hot, the little pool. And then she just lays in there. It's so funny. And she puts her, it's like she holds her breath. It's, I don't know how she knows how to do that, but she'll put her whole head, her whole mouth underwater.
Oh.
So they must know how to hold their breath. At least she does. Tequila will just put her feet in her. That's it. She's not laying in there. She's more interested in what's coming out of the hose. She wants to play with that. But yeah, they're golden doodles. Part of them is a golden retriever. So you would think.
Mm-hmm.
The other part is one of those, you know, those big poodles.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so creepy. That was my neighbor.
Cute. Like those, the big standard ones. That's what
tequila is. Tequila is a standard. And her mom was next door, and this thing was groomed like it was a dog show. And the weirdest thing is this dog had eyes that looked like humans, and it would just sit there and stare at you.
That's unsettling.
Yes, very much so. And so Tequila has that habit, but her eyes are normal. I guess I don't even know what normal is, or dog eyes, but she just sits there and just stares at me. And I just take it as that she loves me so much, she can't keep her eyes off of me.
Whatever. She's like, how can I still survive without this thing here?
I mean, this morning she's sitting there staring with her head turned, and then she farts. Tequila's the big
sick
farter. Yeah, she farts all the time. Actually, when you were down here in recording last week, Wylene had given me a candle to keep down here just in case Tequila.
That's why you had the candle going?
Yes, that's why the candle was going, because Tequila
You were just setting up like the mood. Like, hey, Molly's coming over, set the mood. I didn't realize that it was because of dog farts.
Yeah.
It really takes the majesty out of it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, look at him getting ready for me to be here. I'm special. He's like, no, that's in case the dog's ass just explodes.
Yeah, that's tequila. I mean, I love these dogs so much. You saw how big Tequila was. Imagine the farts coming out of there.
Huge.
Yeah. When she was younger.
She's big. Not a small dog. She's big.
She's a biggin'. When she was younger, when she would fart, she didn't know what to do. I mean, she'd be sitting sitting there, and then just this loud fart will happen. I mean, it's loud, Mommy.
Yeah, because she's the size of a person. Yeah. It's like a man farting. I mean, it's not like she's some little tiny toy dog. Like, she's a sizable canine.
She didn't know what to do whenever she would do it. She would just look around like, what happened? What was that? What was that noise?
Like, that was you. But
now she's used to it.
In the room. Now she's like, yep, that happened.
Now, Remy is the smaller doodle. Right. Mm-hmm. She doesn't fart. She snores.
That's interesting.
Yes. She snores so loud, it wakes you up. It's like I'm sleeping with a guy that snores.
Do they sleep in bed with you or just in your bedroom?
In bed.
How do you fit both? How do you even fit Tequila?
I don't know. When
I wouldn't let those dogs anywhere near my bed. I'd be like, there's the floor.
I know.
Enjoy. You got enough dog beds. You have more dog beds in your house than I've ever seen in any dog owner's home. There's like one in every room. You're like, oh, and here's this room. You're like, are those four dog beds? You're like, yeah, those are.
I do. And I picked up all the balls before you came up because downstairs, when you came in, there was probably, I would guess, 20 balls. And then there was about 20 some other balls up top on the next level for them. So they have toys on every end. That's how much they play. They just play. That's all they do is play, fart, and snore.
Dogs are exhausting.
I love
them. That's why I'm a cat person.
Yeah.
Like, cats get it. Because when you play with them, it's like you can sit. It's like a stick with string.
Uh-huh.
Like, there you go. Look at me. I'm still doing stuff. I'm still watching television. Like, I don't have to run. Dogs, you got to, like, walk them and run.
Yeah.
Constantly exercising them.
You
cats
have
are like,
to.
Don't worry. I've got it covered. Well, I can entertain myself.
The thing is about dogs also is what I've learned. Because I've had dogs my whole life for the most part. These guys are different dogs that I've ever had because they actually develop your habits. Does that make sense? So if I like to sit around and watch TV,
uh-huh,
that's what they do. They are so habit. Like, I go down to the studio. All I have to do is say, I'm going downstairs or down to the studio. Tequila will run down here and get underneath the table, and that's where her cave is at. If it doesn't even matter what it is. If I'm sitting there watching TV all day, which I don't do, but sometimes I'll sit and watch news, Tequila will sit and watch news with me. And so the Humane Society just announced that they're having some type of special here in Omaha. So.
You're
dogs.
Not getting another dog, are you?
Well, Wileen wants. I want to save an old dog. You know, I want to give.
Don't be those weird people with 16 dogs.
We
you're
can't.
Like, this one doesn't have eyes.
Well, this is
nobody
the deal.
Wanted it. It has one leg and no
yes,
eyes.
That's what you're I like, want
to
save.
So you just carry it around and describe things to it. You have to hand feed it. It doesn't have eyes.
So this is the deal.
Like, and you paid money.
Yes.
You're like, I did. And he has very expensive special food that, again, we have to hand feed because of the no eyes.
Here's the deal with that. It's so stupid. So we want to get, I want to save a dog. Now, you can foster animals there too, right? So these two girls, they think they're so tough with cats. The cats around here, I took them for a walk the other day, and Tequila and Remy got all nuts about this giant orange cat that lives in the neighborhood that does not care about anything.
Uh-uh.
And there's other ones. They just don't care. They're like, bring
orange
it on.
Orange cats are tough.
Yes.
Orange cats are like, they're sassy.
Oh.
Like, they are not afraid at all. I don't know what it is about orange cats.
They don't care. This thing.
They just don't.
This thing.
They're like, and I will take you.
We're
down.
Walking down the sidewalk, and this thing just crosses the street, Molly, 10, maybe 15 feet away, like right in front of us, like the dogs aren't there. I'm like, oh, God.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Dog. Yes. Like, nothing.
So anyway, they think they're so tough through a window, right? You know?
Oh,
they,
yeah. Sure.
If they got a hold of a cat, they would not do anything with it. A friend, my sister-in-law brought over her Maine Coon cat when it was a kitten. And it was tiny. Yeah. Now that thing's huge. It was tiny. And we put that cat on the ground, and Remy immediately submitted and rolled over on her back. That's how tough these dogs are.
Yeah. They live a pretty pampered lifestyle. I saw your house. Yeah. There's a dog bed, like I said, in every room. These dogs are not – if they were left outside for more than 30 minutes alone, yeah. I think they would be like, oh, my God. Yes. They're not seasoned. They could not survive on their own.
No, no. One time tequila got out, Molly, and my ring camera went off.
She was probably terrified.
Well, she was like, she didn't know what to do, and it was nighttime. And I'm like, why is the ring going off? You know, there's like motion. So I thought someone's at the door. I look out the window. It's dark, and there's tequila standing in the middle of the road, and a car stopped with its headlights on. And she's stopped in the middle of the road, just stopping traffic. And I'm sure this car was like, what the heck is this giant dog?
How did you
dog?
Misplace that dog? I mean, how do you?
When we're getting the pool installed, they didn't close up the gates that they needed to close up.
Okay. Yeah. So I was like, those dogs are everywhere you are. Yes, like they don't are. Leave your side. So how do you not notice that there's like a 100-pound bag of fur missing? They're like, huh.
I'm with you. Yeah. So what I wanted to do with the dog thing is that I want to save an old dog. And this is the reason why. Because if that dog is old, he only has a few more years left in him. And I don't want him to have or her to have its last years in a cage, in a kennel with barking people everywhere because people don't want old dogs.
You're like, I'd rather have him in a house cage with two barking things.
I wouldn't be in a cage.
Absolutely bully him. They're like,
this
hey,
one will give him
newbie.
Life. This one will give it life. But the thing is that when we leave town, we board them. Mm-hmm. And so when they ran that commercial at the Humane Society about the deal, they focused on three old dogs that were there. Even old dogs. So any dog over 25 pounds, I guess, is $25. And then they have cats galore. You know that. So
yeah, they're giving away cats with every dog. Yes. They're like, no, you get two cats. You're like, I just wanted the dog. You're like, well, it comes with two cats. What you decide to do with those cats is your problem. But we got to free up some cat space. It's kitten season.
Maybe they should do that. Maybe that'd be a great promotion, you know?
Like, you almost forgot your cats. You're like, I don't think I didn't ask for one. Like, you get two. Yeah.
Well, I thought to myself, I told Wendy, I'm like, look, we got some trips coming up because there's a couple old dogs there. And I'm like, each dog when we're gone depends on what it costs. It can be to board them about $300 to $400 each.
God, dogs are the worst.
Yeah. That's how much it costs. I'm like, that's another dog. And that's another $300 to $400 we'd have to drop on this old dog unless we can find someone to watch it. So so then I thought, well, why don't we just go look at a cat? Go find a cat because she wanted to go there. And I'm like, just going there and looking at dogs behind bars makes me sad thinking about it, especially when I leave because you want to save them all, break them out, you know, just let them run free. And so I thought if we got a cat, I said, you have to clean the litter box because I can't deal with it. And she said that, you know, they have litter boxes now that are
self-clean.
She was talking about ones that are in like cabinets so that dogs can't get in there.
Yeah.
She said we had that. And then I thought, you know, maybe if Remy and Tequila friended up with some cat at the house, it would stop barking and freaking out over the cats that sit there and stare at the window and poop all over my front lawn and pee. So I don't know what we're going to do with that.
You know, I'm always pro cat.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you should get a kitten.
Yeah, that's what we
I
would
think
do.
That way so the dogs can, you know,
get to
so
know
the kitten
them.
Grows up with these two big dogs and the dogs get to know the cat as the cat gets older.
I'd like to get one of those, like a not a rare, I guess it would be like a rare cat, that looks like you know what I mean? Cool. With the crazy ears. They look like something out of the jungle.
The lynx type of cats.
Yes. Yeah,
those things are cool.
How much are those things?
A bagillion dollars. Don't just get a pound kitty. Those cats, I mean, you're talking about getting some geriatric dog because you don't want it to live in a cage. These kittens.
Geriatric dog.
Seriously. These kittens need homes too.
Yeah. I guess you're right. They do need homes too.
Yeah. Like, don't go to a breeder. I would like a full-bred cat. No, but that's, are you going to be doing shows? Like, that's it. Like, unless.
This show. It'd sit right around me. It'd be on my shoulders and stuff like that. It'd be fun. No,
you got to find a good old, I need a home.
Oh, a little Mew Mew. I just don't want to go to the Humane Society. Because then we have to board a cat. I can't just leave a cat sitting by itself for.
Yeah, you can.
For a week.
You just have somebody come over and feed them like once a day. Seriously. They're like the most low key thing ever. And if you've got like a self feeder, I mean.
Then the cat can just roam the house for a week.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You want to know if you had a cat cam, what it's doing? Laying on the couch, laying on the floor in the sun. It's laying on the couch again. Back on the floor, son. I mean, I don't know what you think is going to happen. It's not like you're leaving a 2-year-old by itself.
Yeah.
Where it's going to like get into electrical sockets. Cats are pretty like, I'm good. Actually, that would be a probably happy vacation for the cat as well. They're like, everybody left. It was fantastic.
Okay. Because I can't do that with a dog.
I got to sleep on the dog's beds. They don't even know. They were gone and I was all like, I'm on your bed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, maybe that's the plan. I don't know. We'll see. I still want to save an old dog though. But then again, it gets expensive, those old dogs.
Yeah. Dogs are...
Yeah, I love them so much. All right, we're going to roll out of here. By the way, bonus entry, if you made it this far, you're a lucky person. We're going to go over to the After Party. That's a podcast that we do also on Tuesdays. It drops on Tuesdays. We're going to give you a bonus word to win Nate Bargatze tickets. All right? The bonus word will be on the After Party. All right, we'll see you there. Have a safe day and do yourself good.